In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to develop a very simple SQL Server Reporting Services report against a relational data source. And he'll also show us how to leverage conditional formatting capabilities in the report design experience to improve the visualization of data on that report.
In this demonstration, I'm going to create a simple relational report. So before me, I have SQL Server Business Intelligence Development Studio and a report server project. Inside this report server project, I commence by creating a data source. So I'm going to use the AdventureWorks data warehouse. So note the available data providers that are supported. I'm going to leave it with the default of SQL Server, click the edit button, and then build up my connection string to connect to the data warehouse. I can also configure the credentials that are used to connect. By default, it will use Windows authentication, but I can use fixed credentials or even have the user prompted to provide credentials at report execution time. Next, I go ahead and introduce a report. The add new report function actually uses a wizard. That is not my intention in this demonstration, so I'm going to add a new item based off this report template, and the name of the report will be called Sales by Product. That adds the report to the project and opens it in the report designer. The first thing I do in the report designer is insert a page header. From my report data pane and the built-in fields, I drag the report name to introduce the report name inside a text box. So I can resize this, I can change the font properties of the text box, put an underline, and drag to produce a higher text box. And next I want to introduce the AdventureWorks company logo. So back to the report data pane, I can right click on my images folder, and then I can introduce a JPEG or GIF, PNG, or BMP. I then drag and drop that into the report design, and that embeds it. Let me resize that and reposition it. So the intention is to deliver sales by product. That requires me to return to the report data pane, right-click and add a new data source, and then I'm going to say use the shared data source in the project called AdventureWorks DW2008R2. I copy and I paste that to become the name of the data source in this report. I can then right-click that data source and add a data set, which essentially is a command to retrieve data. This data set will be called DSMain, and then I'll click on Query Designer and use the graphical query designer to introduce a view that has already prepared the data for me. And then I select each column that I have in that view. Let me close that pane. And calendar year is not required for output, so I uncheck it, but it is required for filtering purposes. So when I use a constant value here, we'll note that it constructs the select clause with my selected columns for output and a where clause now based on that filter value. I can now click OK, complete the configuration of the data set, and we now find that we have a data set with these fields ready for use in the report. So there's one more thing I wish to do. I return to the data set properties, and then on my fields I add a calculated field, which I will name profit percent. And it will be based on an expression from the fields in this data set. So when I double click profit, it introduces the profit field value property. And then I can divide that by the sale field's value property. And I now have a ratio of profitability. And that's now available as an additional field for the data set. So now it's time to introduce this data through a data region. So I switch to the toolbox, I drag a table, and I position it at the top left corner of the body of the report. And then using the field list here, I introduce that I want the product in the first column, its sales, and its profit percent. And note the way that the field name appears up here in the table header. Now I can use the row guide to select all of the text boxes in that header, and then I can apply formatting like font styles and background colors. And I can also use the column guides to make columns wider. Selecting the column, I can apply text alignment. And next I wish to introduce some grouping. So back to the report data pane, the main data set also includes category and subcategory fields. So when I drag the subcategory into the row groups here, note the addition now of a parent group and the addition in the table of a new column. And I can repeat to also introduce the category. So next, I right-click the subcategory and I say, let's add a total for that group. And I repeat for the category. All right, for profit percent, it doesn't actually make sense to aggregate a ratio. So for both of those, at the subcategory and category level, I remove that calculation. And now I come to some formatting. For this entire column, I use the format property and I say use N0, which is a .NET format code for numeric with zero decimal places. For this single text box, I use the format code P2 for percent with two decimal places. Let's preview the report. So sales by product for 2007, broken down by category, subcategory, and product. We now see the sum of sales and profitability. Now, the last thing that I wish to do here is that if profit should be less than, what do we say here? If profit is less than, let's say 40%, then we're going to mark the value in red. So conditional formatting can be achieved by selecting the text box, locating the property, in this case, color, and instead of using a constant black, we assign an expression. The expression must always commence with an equal sign, and I use the immediate if function that tests if the profit percent is less than 0.4, then, using the constants for this property, it's red, otherwise it's black. And now when we preview, any profitability amounts that are less than 40% will appear in red.